Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
And thank you. God bless you. Thank you, worship team. If you could remain standing just to read the word of the Lord. If you turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to be reading from verse 7 to 8. Two verses I'm going to read. And the word of God reads today, it says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open for you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Lord, just anoint your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. What a privilege it is to be able to share God's word this morning, send greetings from Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky, who at this time are on a family holiday in Portugal. How many know that our pastors deserve a break, amen? That they work hard day out and day out in the church. So they're away for a family break, away for 10 days away to Portugal. So keep them in your prayers that they'll get plenty of rest when they're there. And also I thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank God for rescuing me over 14 years ago of drug addiction. When everyone else gave up on me, Jesus never ever gave up on me. And I thank my beautiful wife who's sitting there, my queen. She's, you know what, she's such a rock. She puts up with me, she's such a rock. But I thank God that when God brought her in my life and we're over 11 years married with 4 young kids, to God be the glory. He gets all the glory because without him, where would we be? Amen. So I believe today that the message is a simple message and it's a clear message. And the title of the message would be, keep going. Tell your neighbor, keep going. Tell your other neighbor, keep going. Now tell yourself, keep going. Because sometimes, you know what, we can be quick to tell other people to keep going. Sometimes we can be great to give advice to other people. To keep going, brother, it's going to be all right, you'll make it. But sometimes we need to tell ourselves to keep going, it's going to be all right, we're going to make it. I don't know you if you've ever been in that position where you've had to give yourself a shake, where you've had to give yourself a shake and realize that, you know what, that you cannot throw the towel in, that you cannot quit, that you cannot walk away. Because many times in our Christianity and our walk, there's many opportunities that we want to throw in the towel. There's many opportunities that we want to walk away. There's many opportunities that we want to give up. I don't know if you've ever wanted to give up in this place. If you've ever wanted to throw in the towel. If you've ever wanted to walk away for the things of God. But I thank God that you never walked away. I thank God that you stood. I thank God that when everything else came against you, you kept going. When everything was telling you to quit, when the doctor was telling you to quit, when your family sometimes was telling you to quit, when people were telling you to give up, you never gave up. And because you never gave up, you can always stick your hand out and tell someone else, don't give up. See, early on in his career, Michael Jordan loved basketball. And he knew he wanted to make a career out of it. Though no coach would give him a chance because he was too short. How many times have you been told you don't fit in? How many times have you been told you don't belong? How many times have you been told that you're not part of this? See, Michael Jordan had a desire and he had a dream to be the best. But when he tried to make a career out of it, he was told no because he was too short. And after using an inside connection to get into basketball, for which players for college teams were chosen, Jordan got noticed by a coach who still chose not to invite him to the team. How many know that when man says no, God can say yes? See, when the world will tell you it's over, God will tell you it's just begun. See, when the world will tell you that you can't make it, the Lord will tell you you can make it. See, when situations tell you to run away, God will tell you to press in. See, Jordan returned home discouraged, but decided to prove the coach wrong. now a member of the NBA Hall of Fame, just about everyone would agree that he succeeded. Imagine he had gave up. Some of you wouldn't be wearing the trainers that you wear. Some of you will get that later when you listen to the podcast. Imagine he gave up. What about Disney? Walt Disney began his career by being fired by a newspaper for not being creative enough. Later, his Mickey Mouse cartoons were rejected because they were deemed to be too scary for women. If that wasn't enough, The Three Little Pigs was also turned down because it only had four characters. Thankfully, we have the Disney company today because Walt chose not to listen to any of his critics and press forward to his dreams. See, there's many people in here that God has given you dreams. God has given you visions for your life. He showed you things that you can grow into. Because how many know that when God shows you something, you have to grow into it? You're not just going to step into it, but you have to grow into it. Because if you could just step into it, then why would you need God? If you could fulfill it yourself, why would you need God? If you could be successful, why would you need God? Because we need God in our life, because if God is for us, then who can be against us? Because the enemy wants us to give up before the blessing comes. He wants us to give up before or jump ship when times get hard. Who remembers the little bands that maybe even some of you wore them in this place? I never ever wore one myself, I can admit. But I believe there's many people in here, you maybe have wore one. WWJD. What would Jesus do? Remember their bands? Then when you'd ask someone some question, they'd just say that. What would Jesus do? Or you'd ask someone that you're feeling this or you're looking for direction, they would say, what would Jesus do? Or what about that other one? Push. What does push stand for? Say that again. That's right. Pray until something happens. We need to understand that prayer is the appointed means for us to obtain what we need. More prayer equals more power. You cannot be a Christian that hasn't got a prayer life. You just become a weak Christian, open for attacks, open for the enemy to come in and rob and steal and kill and destroy. We have to be connected to the King of Kings. Prayer is not a panic button, summon immediate help. And I said in the first service illustration that I was driving the men's home van for the only second time in my life. And I drove them to London on Wednesday morning. And I've never heard Pastor Ron praying so much in my life because he was the passenger. And I only got understanding of it when I was thinking about it later, that every time I'm in the car with my wife, she's praying under her breath. It's not that I'm a bad driver. Well, she just loves to pray. See, but sometimes we can use prayer as a panic button. We only pray when we want something. We only pray when we need something. We only pray when we want that thing. But how many know that prayer is a relationship with Jesus Christ? That it needs to be in a contact daily so we can keep things fresh and exciting. How many know that we serve a fresh and exciting God? We don't serve a boring God. We don't serve a boring God. We serve a fresh God that will always challenge you, that will always pursue, that will always stir you up to be that man or woman of prayer, that man or woman that can fight, that man or woman that can go forward. But see, prayer is our communication line. And one of the things that the enemy does, he tries to cut the communication line. He tries to bring distractions in. How many people have been distracted in prayer? You were maybe distracted this morning in prayer by Fleshbook. Sometimes we can get busy, because how many know that if it's on Facebook, then it's true? I don't think so. But sometimes we can get distracted with things that takes us away from seeking the face of God. See, we need to understand this morning that we have our part to play. Then in verse 7 in the open scripture, it tells us what's required of us. It says, ask, seek, and knock. Then verse 8 tells us God promises that when we do our bit, ask and we receive, seek and we find, knock and the door can open for me. I'm up here and I'm sweating like crazy. I've been in my bed for Friday. I was ill. Friday, 2 o'clock, I started feeling sick. I started feeling my head was pounding. I started feeling like my head was getting kicked about. Started feeling like my bones were all sore, that I couldn't eat, that was all that fine. And it's like the enemy was trying to bring me down. But how many know that no matter what the circumstances are, you've got to keep going? Because even if I'm up here sweating for Jesus, because I remember the days when I used to sweat for the devil. I remember the days when I used to go to the nightclub and I would pop this and I would pop that and I would take this and I'd be there and I'd be dancing all night and you'd be doing all this and you'd be doing all that and you'd be sweating like a madman or a mad woman. So it's all right to sweat for Jesus, amen. See, our response is always important to God. He doesn't want to raise spoiled kids. He wants us to raise kids that know how to believe in him. Kids that know how to step out in faith. Kids that believe him for the impossible. Because if you start training, the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go, so that when they're older, they'll never depart from it. In our house, we have a vision board. And we get the kids to write stuff on it and they put it on the vision board. Then once God answers that, then it starts going on the gratitude board. Because how many know that when you're training up a child and it's like us, we need to keep stepping out. We need to keep going forward. We need to keep trusting God. See, the word for you today is to keep going. Keep pressing in, because the best is yet to come. You may have just come out of a storm. You may have been in a battle. How many people have been going through a storm? How many people have been going through some madness in their life? How many people feel like they've wanted to quit lately? They've wanted to throw in the towel lately. They've wanted to give up lately. But the word for you today is keep going. Keep going no matter what. Keep going no matter how hard it gets. Keep going because greater is he that is in you that is in the world. And because of him, you can be more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. And it says you can do all things, not some things, through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So if he asks you to do something, if he shows you something, then he'll give you what you need to be successful. But the problem is sometimes that we stop pressing in. We stop relying on God. We start taking our eyes off the things of God and we start trusting ourselves again. But I thank God for the men's home, because one of the men's home scriptures that I used to get all the time was trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Because many times as Christians, we can lean on our own understanding. We can try and force the hand of God. We can try and think we can make God answer quicker. There's sometimes we can even, I bet you've even maybe even been in prayer and said, well, God, if you don't do that, I'm not doing that. See, sometimes we want it our way. But how many know there only is one way? And that's the Jesus way. That's the Jesus way. And today I want us to look at a couple of points. And the first point is to ask. Ask and it will be given. Ask means we need help. To ask shows a dependency. And my question to you today, and I believe the question that the Lord is asking, are you still dependent as much on God as you were when you were first saved? If we lost that dependency, if we lost that hunger, if we lost that passion for the things of God, if we settled for the normality, if we settled for where we're at, if we lost that desire to press in, that desire to go forward, that desire to be transformed, that desire to change. See, sometimes we find ourselves in the wrong place or the wrong position because we've done it ourselves instead of God. And we wonder why we're over here and everything's going crazy when all the time God wants us over there. And we wonder why we're over here and nothing's happening. There's no peace and there's no joy and there's no none of that stuff. And all the time God is saying, you're meant to be over here. You have to be positioned by God. We need to allow God to position us, but we need to ask. We've got our part to play. When is the last time you went in prayer and asked God, what does he want you to do for him? Where does he want to position you today? Who does he want to bring in your path today? See, we need to be asking the right question. Because it's only when you ask the right question, then God will give you the right answer. Because if you don't ask the right question, then how can God give you the right answer that you need? He wants you to be at that place where you're asking the right question. And there's a portion of scripture in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. It said, that night the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. And God said, what do you want? Ask and it will be given to you. Imagine that was you. Imagine you were in that position. That you're in your prayer room, you're in your prayer closet. And the Holy Spirit and the Lord spoke to you and said, ask me for anything you want and I will give you it. If you're be honest before the Lord right now, what would your response be? What would your response be? Would you ask him for a new car? Would you ask him for a new house? Would you ask him for finances? Would you ask him for a husband? Would you ask him for a wife? What would you ask him for? See, Solomon's answer is found in verse 9 and 10. It says, give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom. See, when I think of asking the right questions, when I think of dependency on God, I think of raising up our children. Because how many know that children are dependent on their mums and their dads, or their mums, or if it's a single parent or whatever it may be, God, the children are dependent. They're dependent on you to feed them. They're dependent on you to wash them. They're dependent on you to clean up behind them. Hello. They're dependent on you for all that stuff. And there has to come a point where, you know what, where that dependency, where we have to show them and we have to tell them, you know what, the dependency has to be on God. Your dependency has to be on God. And because if your dependency is not on God, then it becomes you're dependent on yourself. See, I think of King David as a little shepherd boy when man gave up on him, but God never gave up on him. Have you ever felt rejected? Have you ever felt let down? Have you ever felt misunderstood? Have you ever been left out of a situation and you felt bad? You felt hurtful? You felt rejected? See, David could have been. But in that shepherd field, he wrote most of the Psalms. In that shepherd's field, his dependency became on God because God was his source. So when the lion came and when the bear came, it wasn't no problem because his dependency was on God. So when the giant came, it didn't matter. He says, I'll fight the giant. I'll go for the giant because God has already given me the victory before. See, sometimes the problem is that we forget the victories that God has already given us. We forget the victories in the past that God has already given us. We forget those times when God has came through. Last minute, when God has came through at the midnight hour. We forget their times sometimes. And we take our dependency off God and we start asking the wrong people and expect to get the right answer. You may have been asking the Lord and he's answered you, but you feel intimidated by the size of the mission. You feel intimidated with the size of the task that he wants you to do. You've prayed and you've said, Lord, use me. And he's answered you. But the thing that he's answered you, all of a sudden fear comes upon you. And you start to think that this is too big for you. You start to think that you won't be able to do this. You start to think that you won't be able to make this. You start to think that you can't do it. Then we become discouraged, then we become down. But I want to let you know this morning that if God has showed you something, then he'll equip you to accomplish that. If God has showed you a business idea, then he'll equip you to accomplish that. If God has showed you the next stage of your life, then he'll equip you to acknowledge that, because at the end of the day, he gets the glory. Because at the end of the day, God gets all the glory. And I just want to understand today this, that in those times when it gets difficult, in those times when it gets hard, because how many know that sometimes our walk is hard? Walking the Christian walk is not the easiest walk in the world. Because you're trying to live your best. You're trying to do your best. You're trying to live the best way you can. And sometimes things come, and sometimes situations come, and sometimes giants come, and sometimes other obstacles come. But as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, then you can keep going. As long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, then you can keep going. And the second thing is seek. Seek and you will find. I really believe that God wants to download his heart to you in that place of prayer. That God really wants to start to show you stuff. He maybe need to show you stuff again because you've forgotten the things that he showed you. You've forgotten the things that he's promised you. Those things that you maybe wrote down years ago. And you forgot about them because it's not came to pass yet. Maybe those things that you wrote down and maybe those things that you were excited about years ago. But you've lost that excitement. You've lost that enthusiasm. You've lost that desire. You've lost that passion. And I really believe that in this season that you're in, that God wants to download his heart. He wants to download you and get you back to your first love. Back to that place where he's your everything. Back to that place where he's your all. Back to that place where he's number one in your life. That you're not going anywhere else for the answers, but you're going to the creator for the solution. See, that's what we need to understand, that we need to position ourselves to be used by God. We need to allow God that when we go in that place of prayer, when we seek him, he will show us those things that have stopped us keeping going. Because how many know that sometimes things can weigh us down? Rejection and hurt and past stuff can weigh us down. Low self-esteem and depression and stuff like that can weigh us down. Anxiety and fear sometimes can weigh us down. But when you go in that place of prayer, when you go in that place of seeking God, then he starts to remove that stuff. He starts to take away that stuff. He starts to take away that pain and take away that stuff that's been weighing you down so you can get back on track. That you can get back and run the race that you've been called to run. Because each and every one of us have been called to run a race. I thank God that God blessed me with such an amazing wife. I thank God that when I first saw her, that God spoke to me and never spoke to her at the beginning. But God spoke to me first and said, that was going to be your wife. And I said, jackpot. I said, oh, you're a dancer. Praise God. I said, Lord, you're good. Does anybody know that God wants to bless his children the best? And God blessed me, but God never spoke to my wife. So I had to keep going. I had to keep seeking God. I had to keep trusting God that I'd heard right. Because the first thing that you do is you start to doubt that God really spoke to you. You start to doubt that God even promised you. You start to doubt that God even said he would open the door for you. Because when you try the door and it's not open, the first thing you kick in is doubt. But God, did you say that? And I remember saying to Simone, I was like, God, I never called her God. I remember texting her. I remember texting her random texts. Are you enjoying the weather today? How was your work? What did you have for lunch? Isn't the weather lovely tonight? You look nice on Sunday. But I remember I was at that point and I texted her and she I said, I got brave. And I said, did you fancy going for a coffee? Got brave on the keyboard. And I remember texting her and I was waiting there for the reply. I was like, yes, come on, come on, come on, come on. I waited forever, man. So eventually she replied, do you want more than what are you after, basically? And me being the man of God, or nothing. But then conviction kicked in. I said, you know what? I really believe that God's told me you're going to be my wife. And the first thing that she said, well, God's not told her. And I said, well, you need to keep asking him. But what happened was I had to still keep seeking the face of God. I still had to keep trusting God that God has spoken that over my life. That I wasn't allowing other things to distract me. I wasn't allowing other things to come between the things that God has said. Because sometimes we can allow things to come between what God has said. That we get that doubt, we get that fear, we even start to get that unbelief. Did God really say that? Am I going daft? Am I hearing voices? Am I starting to hear right? Then God kept reassuring me and reassuring me and reassuring me and reassuring me. And I kept praying and I kept asking and I kept seeking and I kept trusting God and I kept trusting God. Then eventually the penny dropped. Then she said, you know what? God spoke to her. Come on, somebody. And I thank God that she was obedient. Because we are now married 11 years with 4 kids. Because she listened. Not when I told her, but when God told her. See, it's better to put your trust in God than to put your trust in man. See, God will always come through. See, then the last thing is knock. How many know that we need that persistence? We need to be persistent. We can't give up. We can't stop. We need to keep going until we get the right result. We need to keep going and we need to finish the task. If you start something, then you need to finish it. Because sometimes we start things, but all of a sudden, it becomes a bit difficult halfway through it. And we throw in the towel and we quit and we give up. And you might have been here this morning, today, and you've started something. And you've taken your foot off the pedal of that. You have not been persistent in that. That you started well. I start diets well every time. But I don't finish them well every time. To be quite honest. I start them well. I've got a great idea. I've got a great vision. I've got a great dream. But how many know that sometimes that you walk by the shop and you smell the pies or you smell the cakes or you smell, it's like the Bisto advert. Remember the Bisto advert? Where the mum would be cooking and all of a sudden the little boy would be out playing and all of a sudden he'd be like, ah, Bisto. See, sometimes the enemy can try and distract us from the things that we've started. The things that we've started and the enemy can try. And I was thinking of Sister Vicky. Sister Vicky said this amazing quote the other day there, that she just went away to Portugal on holiday and with Pastor Paul and the family. She left on the Monday morning, and I think it was the Tuesday or the Wednesday, there was a message. I know behind the scenes, we saw that big billboard next to McDonald's. Remember it was yellow and black that said Super Sunday? How many people have saw it and it's changed? It's now advertising our church service. It's now advertising what we do on a Sunday. But before Sister Vicky left, it was yellow and it was black and it was still advertising Super Sunday and it had wrong dates in it. But Sister Vicky has started something. So what she said was, she said something that was so key. She said, some things you can't let go till you see them through. See, sometimes there's some things that you can't let go because God has given you a responsibility. God has given you a vision. God has given you a dream. God has given you a task. And you can't let go of that task until completion. You can't let go of that dream until it comes to pass. You can't let go of that vision until you see it fulfilled in your life. You can't let go. But so many times we let go. You might have been praying for someone close. You might have been praying that for one of your family members, but you've not seen results and you've stopped praying and you've stopped believing. Because many times that sometimes when God doesn't answer the prayers at our time, that we can be discouraged. Sometimes, if I'm even honest, we can start being jealous of other people who are getting prayers answered. The other people are getting prayers answered and you're praying, but for whatever reason, God's not answering your prayers, but he's answering that brother's prayers or he's answering that sister's prayers. Then there can be a jealousy or there could be an envy. There can be that sort of thing. But God wants you to be persistent no matter what's happening round about you. Because in due season, you shall reap a harvest if you don't give up, the Bible says. You have to be persistent. You have to keep knocking. You have to keep chapping. You have to keep going forward before the Lord. I remember prayer on Wednesday night, and I'll give prayer a quick plug. If you're free on a Wednesday night, we have an amazing prayer service here on a Wednesday night that starts at 6:30, and it goes on to whatever, 8:30, 8:45, just dependent. But the Spirit of God's here, and there's people getting healed, and there's people getting set free, and it's a really, really personal time. And there was Sister Bridget who was leading prayer, one of the prayer points on a Wednesday night, and she was talking about her brother. that she'd been praying for her brother and praying for her brother, and she'd never ever stopped praying and believing for her brother. Then what happened was her brother ended up getting in the home in South Africa, and he got saved, and his life got completely transformed. And even on Wednesday night, he was doing his first 5 minute of fire in South Africa. That's because there's power of the praying sister, the power of the praying mother, the power of the praying husband, the power of the praying wife, the power of the praying grandma. It's power when you pray. It's power when you keep going. There's power when you don't give up, just like someone never gave up in you, just like people kept praying for you, kept believing for you, kept believing God for your miracle. We need to keep believing God for our miracle and for other people's miracles, and we cannot give up. The world will tell you to give up, but the Bible will always tell you to look up. Come on, somebody. See, the world will tell you to give up, but my Bible says look up. God's got it in control. If your family ain't saved yet, keep praying. Keep believing. The Bible says believe and your household shall be saved. It's a promise of God that when we enter that prayer room and we pray the promises of God, then in due season we will see our mothers, our brothers, our fathers, our sons, our daughters. They will be saved, spirit filled, devil stomping. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because of your persistence. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. There's a story just before the keyboard comes up. In fact, they can come up. Luke 18. And it's one of my favorite stories about the persistent widow. That she never gave up. That she never gave up. And it says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God or cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. It's the word of God. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. Are you being persistent? Are you being persistent? She never gave up. She kept knocking and kept knocking and kept knocking until that door was open. There was people in here that the Lord is saying to you, you need to keep knocking. He's not forgotten you. He said it. He promised that. He's not forgotten you. If he says you're going to have children, you'll have children. If he says you're going to get a husband or wife, you'll have a husband or wife. But you need to keep knocking. You need to keep knocking. You need to keep knocking. Don't ever, ever lose that persistence. Don't ever, ever lose that persistence. So where are you at today, church? Have any of these points maybe spoke to you, or do you maybe need to come and ask some questions? Even the simple questions like, God, am I in the right position? Am I in the right place, God? Or asking God, or seek, do you maybe need to come and start seeking and allow the Lord to show you the thing that's holding you back? Because sometimes he just wants to reveal and show us that thing that's holding us back. It might even be something that you're not aware of. But it's only through that prayer, it's only through that seeking him, that he can show you that thing that's maybe holding you back. That's maybe stopping you going forward. Or what about knocking? Maybe you've got tired of knocking. Maybe you've just settled. Maybe you've just gave up. Maybe you've quit. Maybe you've just come to the understanding that it's not going to happen. But I believe 100% what the Lord is saying to you today is keep knocking. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. As we stand to our feet, as the worship team make their way up.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.